Okay, I'm going to start now. Shalom and Moadim L'Simcha. I want to welcome everyone to this Shalavim for Women special shiur for Chol HaMoed and Moadim L'Simcha to everyone. I wanted to share a few short ideas. This is not going to be a particularly long one, but a few short ideas with you that are connected with matzah. And hopefully through our understanding of this meaningful mitzvah of matzah, we'll gain a deeper appreciation of the spiritual meaning. Hi, welcome to whoever just came in. If you don't mind just muting your phone by pressing *6. Thank you. Hopefully through our appreciation of this meaningful mitzvah of matzah, we'll gain a deeper appreciation of its spiritual meaning and some practical muster messages that can be gleaned from the meaning in matzah. I apologize in advance if there are any current students from this year who came to the coffee in the mall. There may be some repeat ideas, so you can leave it any time. I won't know. For whoever just came in, you can press *6 to mute yourself. Okay. The highlight or the main aspect of our eating the matzah is certainly at the Leil Seder. Again, whoever just came in, if you can feel free to mute yourself. Okay, start again. We're going to talk a little bit about matzah. And we already had the highlight of the main aspect of our eating of the matzah at the Leil HaSeder. But according to the Vilna Gaon, with every kezias of matzah that we eat, we're mekayim a mitzvah. So our mitzvah of eating matzah is not done. We still have a few more days of opportunities to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Just as we have the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, that every time we sit in the sukkah, we are mekayim a mitzvah. Similarly, on Pesach, every time we eat a kezias of matzah, we fulfill a mitzvah. The Chasam Sofer emphasized the uniqueness and the exceptional aspect of the mitzvah of matzah, and he explained that this mitzvah was so dear to him because it's the only mitzvah of achila midoraita that we have left. During the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we had many mitzvot that were connected to achila, all the korbanot and anything that was connected with any of the kodesh eating in the Beis HaMikdash. But now that we were without a Beit HaMikdash, the only mitzvah of achila midoraisa is that of matzah. Because of this, the Chasam Sofer was exceptionally careful to have the proper kavana whilst eating the matzah. And he was very machped to fulfill this mitzvah with joy and with all the proper kavanah. Rav Pingus asked the question on this Chasam Sofer, is matzah really the only mitzvah of achila midoraisa that we have left? What about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, which is a mitzvah mina Torah? What about the mitzvah of eating in a sukkah? What was the Chasam Sofer talking about when he said that matzah is the only mitzvah left of achila midoraita? Rav Pinkus explains that it must be that he was referring to the fact that while the other mitzvot of achila are certainly midoraita, they are very different. The eating that we do on Erev Yom Kippur is any type of eating. It's not specific. You can eat whatever food you want. Even the eating in the sukkah, it's not specific. Again, you can eat whatever you want. What do we mean by this? With mitzvot, there are different categories. There are mitzvot that are on the gavra, on the person, and there are mitzvot. Hi, and to whoever just came in, you can mute yourself onto *6. So there are mitzvot that are on the gavra, on the person, and there are mitzvot that are on the chetza, the chifetz, the object. For some mitzvot, the requirement falls on the gavra, on the person, and some mitzvot are on the object. Erev Yom Kippur, we have an obligation, midoraisa, to eat, but the mitzvah is on the gavra. It's not specific to any type of chifetz of food. On Sukkot, we have a mitzvah of yeshiva and achilas keva in the sukkah. But again, it's a mitzvah on the gavra, on the person, and not on the chetza. What the Chasam Sofer said, when he said that this was the last mitzvah we have left of achila, he's referring to a mitzvah where the chetza of the mitzvah is the food itself. We don't have anything like that since we don't have korbanos anymore. All we have left is the matzah. This is the only opportunity, b'zman hazeh, to fulfill a mitzvah with food, with the food itself being the chetza shel mitzvah. What an opportunity. So now that we've seen the special halachic significance that matzah has, let's analyze some of the numerous hashkafic and machshava aspects that could be gleaned from the matzah. And the most obvious message from the matzah is the manner in which it was baked, is b'chipazon, hurriedly, with alacrity. The Or Gedaliahu, Rav Gedalia Shor, explains that at different points in our lives, we will feel an internal inspiration. You all know those moments when a sudden feeling pops up. I need to change. I need to stop doing this. I need to start being more serious about that. I need to get myself to a shir. I need to work on whatever it is. Rav Gedalia Shor says when those moments hit, when an inspiring thought occurs to you, you need to work with chipazon. You need to jump on that idea, on that Kabbalah, with zrizut, with hitlavut, with excitement. Inspiration or inspiring thoughts, thoughts of change, cannot be mulled over. They need to be incorporated immediately. A plan of action needs to be set up at once, because otherwise, what happens? The inspiration fades. That great idea, that great Kabbalah, that spiritual overthrow or upheaval suddenly seems not so necessary right now. I'm too busy, or I've got a lot going on right now. It's really not such a good time to take on something new right now. And then what happens? It's lost. The Tzikas HaTzadik, Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, writes, Reshit knisat ha'adam l'avodat Hashem tzarich liyot b'chipazon. When a person starts, embarks on a path of avodat Hashem, it needs to be with chipazon, quickly, hurriedness. K'moshim matzino b'Pesach Mitzrayim, like we have in Pesach Mitzrayim, shehaya ne'achal b'chipazon v'lo Pesach Doro. That Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten very quickly, b'chipazon, in a rushed manner, but not Pesach Dorot. The Pesach that we have nowadays, we don't rush. We don't quickly shove everything down our mouths. We sit for a very, very long time. Mipnei sh'atchala l'natek atzmo mikol ta'avot olam hazeh shehu mekushar bahem tzarich lishmor harega shemitorer bo ratzon Hashem v'lachpoz al oto rega. Because when you get that initial inclination, that initial idea to remove yourself from, as he says, mikol ta'avot olam hazeh, all the desires of this world that he's very connected to, he needs to hold on to that moment that his retzo and his desire to be close to Hashem, that is, he's inspired, he needs to hang on to that. Alo to rega lemachar latzit mehem ula yuchal, because otherwise he's not going to be able to get away from this. V'achar kach shuv yelech b'mtinut ula'at k'derach Pesach Dorot. And afterwards, that's when you start to slow down and think things through and see whether or not that new idea is working with your life. Like Pesach Dorot, that we do things in a slower manner. So what he says is when you are separating yourself from Tumah, from your own Mitzrayim, from whatever is holding you back, it could be laziness, it could be inertia, it could be, you can all put your own fill in the blank there, what is holding you back from being the person that you can truly be. Whatever you're separating yourself from, you need to put a stop to in your life. You need to do it b'chipazon. You need to jump on that opportunity and do it quickly. That's the message of matzah. Message of Pesach Mitzrayim is carpe diem, seize the day, don't let it pass you by. But that burst of inspiration, that hurried rush of making the matzah, the Yitziat Mitzrayim, is followed by a slowdown period. After the change has been made, then comes the return to regular life, the Pesach Dorot, the careful, methodical analysis of how this new addition or subtraction is working in your life. That's Pesach Dorot, when we take things slow. Both have it a very important makom in our lives as Ovdei Hashem. Matzah is also an incredible reminder of change. Just a reminder, once we're reminding anyone who makes sure that you just came in, to make sure you're on mute, provide pressing star 6. So matzah is also an incredible reminder of change. How quickly the Jews were transformed from lowly slaves into Am HaNivchar. Pesach can be an incredible time for renewal. Our homes are chametz-free, we're eating different food, there's a lot of change. What's interesting is that Pesach comes right about 6 months after Rosh Hashanah and all of our preparations of Elul. And in fact, the spiritual preparations for Elul are very similar to those of Nisan. Just as we are freeing ourselves of sin, we free ourselves of chametz, and we know Kabbalistically we try to free ourselves from our spiritual chametz. Pesach is our holiday of freedom. We remember the Jews leaving Mitzrayim, but we also need to allow ourselves to be free. We need to be free to be ourselves. We're now halfway from Rosh Hashanah and halfway to the next Rosh Hashanah. We are at the midway mark from last year's Rosh Hashanah and next year's. What have we accomplished since we stood before Hashem at the new year? We still have plenty of time to accomplish what we want to before next Rosh Hashanah. Pesach is a great time for Cheshbon HaNefesh to take stock, to modify our plans, to figure out a strategy. What are we going to do with our freedom, with this freedom that we've been blessed with? Overcome our anger, increase our patience, lessen our Lashon Hara, work on our Tefillah, add on a Chavrusa, whatever it is, nothing will happen unless we put our minds to it. Set aside time this Pesach to sit and think, time alone, just for you, Hitbodedut, if you will, to reflect on the past 6 months, to see where you've gone, what you've accomplished, and where you want to go. You can use the power of Pesach and the message of Matzah to propel you to greater heights. So Matzah teaches us to do things with Zrizut. And the Chametz is the opposite, is taking time, waiting. That epitomizes laziness. But the question is, how do we prevent that? What is it that keeps us from acting with Zrizut? We all know the right way to act. We all know, I have a great opportunity. I should jump on it. I shouldn't be lazy about it. We know that we should be taking initiative. We know we should be riding the wave of our inspiration. But what is holding us back? What is stopping us? What is keeping us down in our lazy inertia? The Sifsei Chaim explains, when we lose our inspiration to do things with Zrizut, when deep down, what are we thinking? We're saying we don't need a change. We're fine the way we are. Where does that stem from? That stems from Ga'ava, a feeling of Ani Ba'afsi'od. I'm the best. I don't need a change. I don't need to be inspired by the freedom of Pesach. I don't need to be inspired to change over my avdus to other things towards a true avdus of Hashem. The lowliness of the matzah, because there's no yeast, it's a reminder of anava. And the puffed up yeasty bread is a reminder of gava. Matzah, which is our impetus for change through chipazon, is also a reminder that the only way we can do true change is by incorporating the midah of anava. So matzah, this very plain food, has within it the only mitzvah of achila that we can still fulfill with the food itself. It teaches us how to change with zrizut and hitla'avut, with anava, and a reminder that we have the freedom to change. It also reminds us that we have the ability to reconnect with our true selves. Even though it's the epitome of a carbohydrate, it's the best diet out there. We should all be zocha to take advantage of this Pesach, spend some time for some serious cheshbon hanefesh, what we've accomplished this year, what we hope to accomplish, what types of change we can implement, how to implement, and jump at these opportunities that you will all be creating for yourselves. Mu'adim l'simcha, chagim l'zmanim l'sason, Shabbat shalom, and chag sameach.